Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everyone? Listen, we got a big week ahead of us. It's a 3-game slate on Saturday. We'll be covering that. No, we won't. But we will be covering the main slate on Sunday. We don't have Peter Overzet on the show. I guess he's still, quote unquote, milking this whole baby thing for all it's worth. But we do have an upgrade. We have Pat Corain on the show. We're going to be talking about some injuries. We're going to be talking about maybe deviled eggs and what a good side dish is for a party. And we're going to be talking about how to win you money with the lineups that we create for DraftKings and FanDuel. That's up next on the Swolecast on RotoGrinders.com.
Please don't dupe me, bro.
I'm begging you, don't dupe me, bro.
It's the poop narrative.
Pigeon's been waiting to say those words.
No.
For 5 years.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Everybody, pull up a chair. Be here for about an hour or so, just talking ball, just talking shop. We got Mr. Tuttle here. We got Davis Maddock and got Patrick Corain. Pat, start with you. How's it going? I feel like your personal stock is on the rise, whereas maybe Pete Overzet's personal stock is, flatlined or taking a dip.
How do you say Pete's stock is taking a dip because he cares about someone else now that's entered the world? Is that why is this?
Well, he's gonna have some distractions, and also we are in like peak season right now and he's not doing any sort of content,
and well, that's
so
true.
Whereas he's not doing any content, his face is not everywhere on
this
the million.
This is not peak season, bro.
This is the worst time of the year to do content. No one's paying attention. It's hard to do it because there's so many games to cover
for DFS, for everything else going on. We got a 3-game slate on Saturday, a full
this
game.
This is a bad time in the click economy, Dave. And if you'd been attending your meetings at the Better Collective, you'd know that.
All the casuals have zoned out and the chalks hit all season. Yep. So I feel like I'm ready to check out a DFS.
We got playoffs starting. We got playoff best ball.
So the first couple weeks of the playoffs, there will be a big resurgence in the click economy. But right now the click economy, we just had another rate hike. It's bad out there for everybody.
David, just look at the views on the Swolecast.
Well, no, that was
the season progresses every year.
How many people do you think listen to my waiver wire podcast in week one? And how many people do you think listen to the week 15 waiver wire podcast? Guess.
I'll say it's 3x though at the beginning of the season. Three times more.
It was over 15,000 in week one, and it's sub 3,000 for this week.
Wow. Yeah.
That's depressing.
I guess I'm more talking about the diehards and like the season that it is where playoffs are starting for your season long teams, your best ball teams, and then you also have other contests starting, and then you've got good old DFS. Like when someone told me that we had a 3-game slate on Saturday and there's like $1 million prize for it, like that's awesome. I love the – and then next week we've got all the games on Christmas Eve and then NBA all Christmas Day. Like, I love it.
Okay, David, yeah. But why do you love it? Why do you love it? Because you don't have to put any time into it.
Yeah, it's awful for me. I've got to – like, my whole Christmas is ruined.
Oh, you
– content creators hate it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Patrick. You've got a job? Is that what you're saying? And you have to do your job?
How do you think all of our partners, I know, Dave, you don't have to be in the trenches, but how do you think about the three of our partners and our in-laws? How do you think they feel when they're like, yeah, there's a full slate on Christmas Eve and there's a full slate on New Year's Day?
Davis, I feel like your partner, I already feel bad for her.
You should.
That's just regular. I can only imagine. I hope, though, by you not doing any of these Twitter threads, that you have been able to take some of that time and spend more of it with your partner.
No, I've been working on other shit. There's always shit to work on, dude.
David, the best what they do to us on Christmas. We have all the Christmas Eve games, and then they do the 3-game Christmas Day slate where it's all spread out. I mean, that's designed to ruin a holiday right there.
Well, here's the thing. The football guys are finally getting a taste of what the basketball guys have had to deal with for forever because of the NBA always has games on Christmas Day. But the best for me is when we get, like, Slack messages that are, like, to the general channel. And David gets these and is happy because he doesn't have to do work on Christmas. But it's like, oh, enjoy your holiday season. Enjoy your days off. Nope. Just slap him in the face.
You know, is it tough in this industry? Yeah, it can be tough in the industry. Do I love working in this industry? I absolutely do.
I don't think any of us
Davis working a 9-to-5 would. Like in an alternate universe, I can't even imagine what
I'm not complaining about my job. I love my job. It's the number one job I would choose to work on this earth. But the idea that what we are in right now is the prime time is not true. That is
okay.
All we are.
We should celebrate additional days of our lives being taken from us. That's all. Let's cherish the days we have.
Yeah, I feel like that take is selfish from you guys' point of view. Like, you're content creators. What do you do? You create content for people to consume.
Let's do Friday games too. I'll create content whenever you want.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Dave is doing the man of the people bit right now, you know. Yeah. Like, he's like, this is like when Elon logs on and pretends to not be like a rich weirdo, and it's just like, I'm just one of the guys.
He's not doing a great job pretending.
Maybe you guys should have some extreme, whatever he calls it. What did Elon say to the new employees? Like, it's going to be like intense. I forget what he said, but that's kind of what the season we're in. But Davis, sorry, I cannot imagine you being in any other industry. So
let's hope we never have to find out. No one wants to buy home insurance from me.
Yeah, when you say you have to work more than 4 hours a day, I don't feel sorry for you at all.
I'm not asking for anyone to feel sorry for me. I was just rebuking the claim that this is the prime time of year, because it most assuredly is not.
Okay.
It couldn't be less of the prime time.
My whole point was that Pete is not on any of his regular shows. He's usually on every hour.
Yeah, but he's timed it perfectly.
Everything.
And what we're saying is that this was actually GTO of him, that this is actually working out.
Right, but Pat is on, like, NBC now. Is what this is my whole point.
No one's watching. You're putting me on because there's no one.
When you're Dave Kitchen, it's always a bad time for engagement.
He just ethered you, bro. There's no coming back from that.
Here's the thing.
Are we gonna get the Overzets overview? Who's doing
it?
Yeah,
I'm gonna let Pat. Pat's had some time to talk about the overview.
I've not done anything to prepare for this overview, and I said before the show that I don't want to do it because
I'll say this. It's gonna be very hard for our Wednesday Modelo free roll to freedom lineup to cash because there are multiple huge Q tags. Yeah, I mean, you could buy weed for me. That was my job when I was in high school. I'm pretty good at that.
Davis would definitely be a dispensary bro these days.
Yeah. So Ramondre is questionable.
That's a big one.
He projects as obviously like a really good points per dollar option against the Raiders. But if he doesn't play and Damian Harris doesn't play, then your entire weekend is going to be decided by, you know, are you feeling lucky with Pierre Strong or Kevin Harris? And then, I mean, we got T questionable. I mean, Kadarius Toney might play against Houston. Like there are a lot of big things up in the air. And then, you know, 2 weeks ago we're like, oh, we got all these game totals over 50. It's great. No, we got five games this slate with a total under 40. There are very few games with a tight spread. We got, you know, Arizona, Denver, which at the beginning of the season, you know, you tell me August 15th, you got Arizona, Denver, like, oh, bonanza game. Nope, 38.5 total with Colt.
What's
McCoy
Russ's status? Okay. Is he out for sure?
He's in the concussion protocol. I don't know anything other than that.
Pat, what can you tell us as far as any sort of updates on players, what we should be looking for?
I think the Stevenson one's the big one. I'm keeping my eye on Treylon Burks too, who's also in the concussion protocol, but he'd be kind of interesting if he gets back.
And even Corey, if he doesn't get back, it's Mary Chigmas time.
Oh my God.
I think Chig is just in play either way, Dave.
I know, it's what I'm saying. I'd like to give some shout outs. I'd like to give a shout out to me for the Chig play. And I'd like
the
to
the only
give...
one on it. No one else knew he was a good play.
I've been on it since like
wasn't he chalk?
Since
I
want summer.
I gotta say, yeah, guys, I'm actually first time in the history of the show, I'm gonna pay Dave a compliment. Now, Dave tries to play the most brain dead team in cash every single week, and his way to be brain dead last week was the most unkitchen like thing. He just straight up played Christian McCaffrey over Derrick Henry, which was so unlike him.
I told everyone on this channel. You were right.
I was well cast.
And I also want to give a shout out to Tuttle for the Jerick McKinnon play. He even mentioned it last week.
No. Incorrect.
No, I said that.
I wanted to play McKinnon.
It was you. And we said, no, this is not the week you play McKinnon.
Yeah.
And when actuality, it was.
Okay. But did you see the first touchdown?
Yeah.
That is quite literally the thesis of every Chiefs skill position player is they all might suck. It doesn't matter because Mahomes is that good.
That was one of the coolest plays I've ever seen.
It was awesome. It was.
He did it like that's a thing you do. Like everyone does it all the time.
So I do need to tell people just a little bit of behind the scenes because I did play Christian McCaffrey over Derrick Henry on both like cash and GPPs. And that first quarter when Derrick Henry had over 20, and I literally played a Derrick Henry team for the whole entire season, every week.
Not
whenever
you.
He went off.
No way.
Whenever
he
went
December,
off.
That makes a lot of sense.
I was like, right? I was just like, I'm a fraud. I'm such a fraud. And, you know, it didn't turn out good for the Titans or Derrick Henry after that fumble. But I was in, like, despair for that first quarter. Like, who am I? What are we doing here?
Imagine if you played DeAndre Swift and Joe Mixon and you got to watch that first quarter. Imagine how that felt.
Well, I told y'all I didn't like Joe Mixon. I did have DeAndre Swift, though, on the team. Didn't do good. All right, as far as implied team totals, we'll talk about that. I'm opening up the Fantasy Labs tool. It's not working right now. So
David is lost. We have the Chiefs assistant to give you the rundown.
We have the Chiefs at 31.5. the Philadelphia Eagles at 28.5, Dallas at 26. I actually think the game is that the game that's going to get steamed. I think there'll be two. I think it'll be Dallas, Jacksonville, and Detroit and the New York Jets. I think those are going to be the two spots that people gravitate towards.
The Titans have pretty much like just thrown in the towel. And it looked like the Chargers have figured it out. So
yeah, I'm not gonna go there with the Chargers. Just
you're
when
not?
You think, no, just when you think the Chargers haven't figured out, they turn back. I mean, they are a cursed franchise.
Just feel like we're seeing some of these younger quarterbacks figuring it out later on in the season. You know, things slowing down for them.
Little How Trevor are you Lawrence. Not touting Derrick Henry against this Chargers run defense right now?
Yeah.
I told you, I'm a changed man. But honestly, it is because the Titans offensive line is so bad. And that's why that was the thesis behind the play last week, as far as Christian McCaffrey and all the touches he was going to get. I just think with the offensive line issues and also the offensive coordinator issue that the Titans have, it's just tough for me to trust Derrick Henry. And so, you know, that's how bad it is when that's how I'm feeling. But let's go ahead and talk about quarterbacks, and then we can make a DraftKings lineup. All right, Trevor Lawrence did win someone $1 million last week, breaking the mold.
Evan Ingram won someone $1 million, I think is probably a little bit more accurate.
True. And Zay Jones, he just keeps on dropping balls, but I guess he does enough to catch a few touchdown passes to make up for it. But anyways, it broke the athletic quarterback mold that has been winning all the money. You know, Justin Fields, Lamar.
Wait, why is Hurst. Trevor Lawrence not athletic, David?
Trevor He's Lawrence just, does he
doesn't get a lot of rushing yards. He doesn't get a lot of rushing yards.
He runs a little bit more than you think.
He's more Burrow than he's not like it.
Thank you. Dual Thank threat. You.
No, he runs more than Burrow does.
But we
he's
have
got,
someone.
Burrow's been turning it on lately.
He's got 218 rushing yards and 4 touchdowns. That's like early Aaron Rodgers rushing numbers. Rodgers used to be good for like 400 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns a year.
But you're not putting him in the same category.
Why would you say he's not athletic, David?
No, you guys are. You wouldn't put him in the same category as Hurts.
First Dave touts deviled eggs. Now he's subjugating Trevor Lawrence. I would say probably.
Hang on. Burrow has 234 rushing yards and 5 rushing touchdowns. So wow, my Burrow pop was dead on.
You nailed it. I just in my
How much
head
of that has been recently. Burrow has just turned. I feel like it's a lot. Yeah.
In my fairly head, recently. When I think about Joe Burrow running, I think about him. Just being flummoxed every time he does it. I'm just like, this dude, he's running. Whereas like with Lawrence, I remember he scored like a 45 yard rushing touchdown in his first national championship and just being like, oh yeah, he can do that. I don't know.
All right. So we're going to talk about a low cost athletic quarterback making his debut this week in a second. But first, Mahomes versus Hurts.
Hurts.
Davis, you're saying that even though you said that there are not serious people out there touting Jalen Hurts as MVP of the league.
Yeah, I mean, he's not, but I'm perfectly okay with him winning because I've been a fan of Jalen Hurts since he was 18 years old. Like I'm pro Jalen Hurts, but Mahomes is the MVP. But the Hurts has a couple things. So the first is way tighter spread. The Bears might actually score some points against the Eagles. I don't think anyone thinks that. I mean, are the Texans going to get to their team total this week, like of 15.5? Or 17.
Who cares about spread?
But the
Jeff
even
Driscoll
the larger,
could trick some people.
The larger thing, yeah. Jeff Driscoll, tight end eligible on Underdog Fantasy.
Yeah. What was that margin? What was the spread last week with the Cowboys? I mean, you can't
well,
trust the,
I mean,
a
they,
spread to
they
make
got,
your.
They got super lucky because the returner muffed a punt on like the 3 yard line or something, and then they got, like, I mean, you know, just weird.
They almost won the game.
But the Kansas City Chiefs have shown that they are just dicking around when they're up 10 points. That game against the Rams, I was like embarrassed for the Rams. I mean, they were just like running Isaiah Pacheco on 2nd and 8. Like, they did not care in that game. And that
I think this is a fair point. Because the Eagles are the complete opposite, right? They just put pedal to the metal. They just keep throwing.
So Tuttle, you make an interesting point. Obviously, Dave is going to just go off his gut, but I can tell you that this is actually
he's going to say Sanders. Yeah.
To start the year, they were shutting it down. Hurts was the number one fantasy point scorer in first halves, but then was averaging like 4.5 points in the second half. But that
like that Cowboys game.
But that trend is really reversed the last couple of weeks, and they've been keeping the pedal to the metal. I think
they pulled the starters the MVP. With like the last time the starters saw the field against the Titans were like there's 11 plus minutes left, so it could happen.
But it's like Bills level, right? Where like the Bills will do that, but the Chiefs are like, okay, we're up 10 at halftime. McKinnon, get your hamstrings loose, like you're gonna get the ball here. And I actually think Dave is right. I think they would like Jalen Hurts to win the MVP.
Okay. So Hurts over Mahomes. Let's talk about some other options.
We also know where the targets are going in Philadelphia, which I think is pretty massive.
So condensed.
A concentrated target for wide receivers.
Yeah.
Very good point. Also we did mention Miles Sanders on the show last week as well as a good option. So shout outs and Jameson Williams. Shout out to Chess Liam for the Jameson Williams call. Caught the long touchdown.
Got outscored by DJ Shark, who is less expensive.
Yeah, you know.
But that's the big point we should be focusing on.
Shout out Chess Liam for picking the worst.
I mean, Amon Ra got outscored by them both, by everybody. So, I mean.
Six routes run for Jameson Williams last week for what it's worth.
Imagine not playing him.
Oh, Pete, be swilly, silly. This will cast risk itself as an analysis show. So,
my hot take at quarterback is that Fields has the same ceiling as Hurts and Mahomes, but will be 4% owned or whatever this week.
Is he hurt?
He's sick.
He'll be fine. Everyone's sick right now. Everyone, like, name one person who doesn't have the gunk right now.
I still have an inner ear infection. Like, you know.
Yeah, totally. I get it. You and Justin Fields.
I get it.
You can relate.
Right. Desmond Ridder, 5.2K. This guy is an athletic quarterback.
What makes him athletic, David?
His profile. Like
he's not much of a rusher, though.
It's weird. He didn't run at all in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
his combine numbers are nuts, dude. He put on like a stud wide receiver level combine.
It's a little Fields-esque, right? Fields didn't run that much at Ohio State.
So he ran more not at all, really. I think he had like 500 rushing yards his final season.
We've heard some things though about like why Mariota did not work in Atlanta, Pat, and that is like the deep ball just was not there. At all. Obviously, he was going to use his legs. 5.2K for Desmond Ridder. We see the upside here. Do you see the upside here versus the Saints?
I think it's about as good a situation for Ridder as you could draw up, because the thing that scares me about him is how he is under pressure. His college numbers under pressure were pretty terrible, and the Saints don't really pressure the quarterback that much. Mariota leads the NFL in play action rate. So like, and his efficiency in terms of EPA per play and stuff was okay, but that's probably partly because they're doing so much play action and everything. My concern would be like just volume. We know they're already extremely run heavy. I can't imagine that they're, you know, any less tilted to the run this week with a rookie quarterback. So like, how many dropbacks are we getting? We could get like 19 dropbacks.
I was going to say like 22. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty concerning, especially because like Mahomes and Hurts are on the slate. Fields, Herbert against a pass funnel. I mean, there's some other, like the expensive guys could pretty easily get there, I think.
I actually like some of the cheapy, non-athletic, as David called them, quarterbacks this week as well.
Traditional pocket passers is what I call those guys.
Traditional pocket passers. Okay, same game. Andy Dalton or Desmond Ridder outright, who scores more points?
I mean, Dalton's probably the better median, but I would play Ridder. Yeah.
Especially for the upside.
I don't know. I like Dalton this week. I'm not going to lie. I think he's, but Mac Jones is my guy. Some of it's dependent on the Ramondre news, but I think if we're looking at the same range, I like Mac Jones. I like Mike White. So I'll take the non-athletic quarterbacks this week, David.
Producer Sosa, did you put it there as your terrible take is Andy Dalton?
Fast, that was fast. Mac Jones. Give me Mac Jones as my terrible take. I'll take that one.
I like Mike White as a terrible take. That's, I mean, against Detroit.
He's too good. He's too good to be a terrible take is the problem.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's got too much fanfare behind him.
Okay, so any love for Dak Prescott? We already talked about Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Dak, CeeDee, Schultz, Kirk, Zay is like a really good, like, just bet on that game being 35-31 or whatever. I really like that.
What about ETN?
Throw some T.Y. Hilton in there.
ETN's fine. I mean, totally fine play, but like the idea that he was going to develop into a pass catcher, like I it's just not going to happen this year. Maybe eventually he finds that in his career. But you're like I think the hope for him was that he would become like a DeAndre Swiftian style guy where it's like 14 carries, 6 receptions is kind of his stat line. But they're just using him like he's James Robinson.
That Swift first half was tilting.
I agree that ETN is not what I thought he would be, but it's like a different thing that I also like.
Like a good thing. Yeah.
He had a 75% snap share last week, 88% the week before, which was a season high, and we were worried about the health. Obviously, he's done nothing the last 2 weeks, but I'm kind of in. And like I feel like the Jaguars might shift to the run here against the Cowboys defense. So I kind of like him as a bring back.
He's a good player.
Yeah. Explosive player. Help speed up the game.
100%.
The casuals are down on ETN too.
Yeah. Yep. Like Davis.
He's pretty cheap.
Yeah. Okay, let's build a DraftKings lineup, DraftKings.com. And Davis, what lineup are we entering this into?
Oh, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for this.
We only had 28 minutes to get ready.
Okay, free roll. We are entering this into the 5K Guinness Time Challenge.
All right, Tuttle will start.
I'm not as funny as Pete. I'll never be Pete.
You saying you're not as funny as Pete is like me saying I'm not as smart about football as Pat Corain. You know, like
just goes without saying.
It's Captain Obvious here. All right, so Tuttle, you get to start it off.
I mean, I got to start with my terrible take, right?
Yeah,
we're going Mac Jones.
Oh my God,
going Mac Jones, baby.
Who are we going? Are we going?
It's a good spot. Here's the thing, too. You can double stack him.
So
you can stack him with a lot of people. And we are one less wide receiver, right? Because Devontae's not going to play.
Seems unlikely coming off concussion. So we need to know about Jacoby. Jacoby's obviously the
best. It would be super ideal if he doesn't play, because then you got Aguilar, you got Henry.
Aguilar, Henry, and Tyquan Thornton, 3K. Henry's 33. Right. Yeah. So, I don't know what to do with this, right? I guess we could just put Henry in there as the stack right now.
We're already in.
First pick. I don't know where to go.
Well, no,
here.
It's because of the injury situations. I'm just trying to say, like, Henry's Aguilar, the safest. His role not change. Aguilar's probably pretty safe, too. Yeah.
He's in play either way.
All right, let's go Aguilar then with the stack partner. Revenge game. Big ball. Revenge game.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I forgot about him. Yeah, you forget about him being his stint in with the Raiders.
Revenge, I feel like, should be against the Eagles. The Raiders,
right? That would be conventional wisdom. Thanks, Pat. All right, Davis, you're next.
Davante Adams.
Oh.
You know, Bill Belichick focuses on shutting down the number one weapon, so it's all going to be about stopping. It's going to be all about stopping Josh Jacobs.
Pat, is Darren Waller going to play this season?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's just been nothing. We've got nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Pat, you're up.
Is Elijah Moore going to be chalked this week?
I think so.
We don't care about who's going to, there's going to be so many injuries. Yeah. There's going to be so many injuries and everything else. Like so many options. No one's going to trust Elijah Moore.
I'm going to throw Elijah Moore in then.
I'll get some salary, boys.
This is the opposite of how we usually construct our teams.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Pat, I want you to close your eyes right now. I'm going to say a word to you, two words, and they are league winner. Running back. Who am I talking about?
Josh Jacobs?
No. Wrong. Try again. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Thank you.
Tony Pollard?
No. Try again. This guy is on the field.
It's going to be somebody completely irrelevant. It's going to be like Alvin Kamara or something. Who's had like one good game this year.
Don't you dare open
Miles
your eyes.
Miles Sanders.
Right. No, but close. Actually, he could be one.
These all are.
Close your eyes.
Donovan Knight.
Close your eyes. This guy is playing like almost every single snap. Now they don't have their main
Ramondre
quarterback.
Ramondre Stevenson.
No, just shut up, please.
They don't have
their main
quarterback. I have no idea who this could be.
They don't have their main
quarterback.
It's James Conner. It's James Conner. Thank you.
He's the least league winner of all these players.
No, he's not.
What leagues did he win?
He's going to win leagues. That's what a league winner does. They win leagues.
Nailed it, Dave.
Anyways, he's 6.9K playing Denver.
He asks me to guess and then tells me to shut up.
Well, you didn't even let me finish. I gave you a few options and I was trying to help you out. And you just kept on spewing out names just for the sake of it. All right, but do you like James Conner this week? Yes or no?
Yeah, he's fine.
Oh gosh. Okay, can I get a little bit more conviction out of you, Davis?
For James Conner?
Yeah.
I mean, you're really chasing that game total, huh, Dave?
Kitchen really thought he was going to have a better reaction than this.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, he's fine.
I just think like, who else do they have? Like they don't have anybody else, and Kyler's not going to be getting rushing touchdowns right now. So watching him in that game, as long as he's like healthy, I think James Conner is going to be, he's like what Josh Jacobs was a few weeks ago, you know? So no one's talking about Josh Jacobs being a league winner these days. 2 weeks ago.
I think literally everyone is talking about Josh Jacobs being a league winner because they're all posting their best ball exposure.
He had like the highest advance rate of any player.
Well, you got to win the league. It's not advancement player. You're not saying my advancement rate player.
Dave, did you type that in the chat yourself?
No, I did not. Producer Sosa said he likes it. Thank you. Also, thank you, Sosa. Someone said, what's Ryan Gosling doing on the show with his vest and whatever? And so thank you for that as well. All right, so we've got Mac Jones, James Conner, Aguilar, Adams, and Elijah Moore.
So
we need a running back, a tight end flex, and, of course, defense. Tuttle.
Okay, it's back to me, but David, so like the best argument you could have made for Conner is that Denver defense is going to be extreme chalk this week at 2,700.
Yeah.
So you could just
total leverage play. And, yeah. Well, I was trying to get there, Pat just kept on just blurting out Zonovan Knight. I mean, I don't know, like.
That's the only guy I didn't guess.
Yeah, no one said Derrick Henry.
All right, I'm going. I'm stealing Pat's play here. I'm going ETN.
Oh, nice.
I don't hate it.
Davis, you literally just poo-pooed it.
I mean, he's going to be what, like 6% owned?
Right now, he is actually the top dollar per player and RG value play for Roto-Grinders. Take it for what it's worth. Just moving needles out here.
Yeah. I'll go CeeDee Lamb as our flex play for a little correlation.
How much money do we have for tight end?
$4,400 left per slot. So like $5,000.
So the world is your oyster when it comes to the tight end slot. Evan Ingram is 3.8. How many people are going to chase him after last week?
I was going to say, this is going to be the most owned Evan Ingram slate of all time.
And we've had a few of those over the years.
Okay. I don't want to steal picks here.
Yeah.
But
you're thinking,
I think the likely move here is we get off Mac Jones, as much as I hate it.
So let's just rework the entire team.
No, we get off Mac Jones and we just double stack Dak. I think.
Yeah, we go to Dak and then we do Schultz.
We do Dak. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Schultz, and we play the Steelers.
I like Jets defense. Sam Darnold. Jets. I like Jets. Steelers is fine too.
That's a pretty good team. This is actually
Steelers. We have Elijah Moore. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although a Mike White pick six.
Does he return kicks anymore?
Expectation.
Oh.
It'll probably be Berrios, right?
Should we double dip?
Yeah, the old.
What
double
does
dip.
He even return kicks or any now? Yeah, he was two last week.
Okay, hang on. Jets D.
Jets D. All right, there we go. The 5K Guinness time challenge. Please don't dupe me, bro.
It's actually not a bad lineup right there.
It's not that bad of a lineup.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
All right, let's talk about running backs. Who are your top running backs this week, Davis?
I think Zonovan Knight is probably the best value guy. I do like ETN. Pacheco looks really good to me against Houston. I'm going to keep playing him probably until he has one of these 20 points. He just has to break out a long run, which he has not done yet. And I think Pollard too. I think I just continue to. He's so efficient; it's insane.
Okay, he was the other guy last week. I was tilting in the first quarter after that 11-yard touchdown run, and not having him.
He had a Derrick Henry-esque game.
Yeah,
like too early.
Everything was okay.
What about what about Mixon?
No, dude.
I can't do it with P-Ryan.
He's the Zeke now. He's the Zeke, and P-Ryan is the Pollard now. Like, I'm not. I'm tilting a little bit because I played Mixon last week, but
And I told you not to.
Yeah, totally. But it does seem like either. I mean, maybe last week is a 1 week fluke. They were working him back in because he hadn't played, conditioning, yada yada. But that risk is so much higher than I would have considered it a couple weeks ago.
It's not even that Mixon's been bad. It's just that Samaje's been good. Like, he's worked himself into that conversation.
And they want to throw to the running backs a little bit more with all these wide receiver injuries, it feels like. And P. Ryan is the better pass catcher, I guess.
My case for it would be that the Bengals have a good pass defense. The Buccaneers are in shambles. And the Buccaneers are not good against the run this year. So maybe we just get some Mixon touchdowns as people
how
are too afraid to play.
How pathetic are the Buccaneers, man? Just so sad.
It's sad.
Really sad. Okay, as far as this New England situation, let's talk through it a little bit because we could have some keys to the slate.
P. Strong Jr. is the key to the slate.
Well, what? We might get Damien Harris back, though, still, too. I don't think it's worth talking about, honestly, David.
Okay.
Yeah, just turn up on Sunday morning, sort by points per dollar, and play those guys. Later, everybody.
Yeah, if the guys are out, then just
you see, Tyler, you're saying don't trust the speculation when really we've seen in the past where the low owned Bill or the low owned Patriots running back is the guy that literally ships it.
Well, I'm just saying we're not going to know the injury situation on a Wednesday.
Okay, that's why I wanted to talk through it and just see, like, if Ramondre is healthy, do you play him?
Yeah, he's a really good play.
Depends on Harris's. It does depend on Harris's availability. I know he still dominated with Harris active, but this is a little bit of a different situation with Ramondre coming off injury himself.
Okay. What about Josh Jacobs?
Number one advance rate in best ball. Probably a good
yeah.
play.
Yeah, advanced rate winner. Patrick, 8.1K is pretty expensive.
I mean, unless there's like reports about this finger being an issue, he's a great play.
Okay. Yeah, he is.
Definitely.
I mean, Dave, right. are we really not going to talk about Derrick Henry, bro?
We can.
I mean, I do hope that he pulls this gargantuan 20-25% ownership again as someone who never plays him. I would play Eckler straight up over him in the same game.
Yeah. I mean, that was a tough game, and he had that nice catch and then fumbled it right into the other guy's hands when they're going in for another score. Like it could have been even more monstrous. I guess I'm just so down right now on this Titans offense.
Other than Chig, though, right?
Chig would be Chig and Traylon. I'm down on the offensive line and the play calling. So, like, those are two big things.
I got to puke one. Alvin Kamara, now that they can't force him into a timeshare with Mark Ingram, with 34-year-old Mark Ingram.
And he's coming off a bye week.
I like that one.
Producer Sosa, CPAT.
Okay, so I don't hate the CPAT play. If the thesis is that, you know, they're not going to make Ritter do a whole lot.
I mean, Kamara at 6.8K with no viable backup against the Falcons. Like, it feels like this is what, like, Kamara is dedicated. Like, he has to get one 40-point fan. I guess he already had his 40 burger. Back in week 4 or 5, maybe
he's due for another one.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. I like this call.
Is David Johnson going to be active this game?
Yeah, probably. He was the last time Ingram was out.
If David Johnson ruins this spot, that's just so bad.
People forget how good David Johnson was.
So we did talk through. We did talk through the Eagles last week. We said that Miles Sanders was a good play. He had 31 points. Second game in 3 weeks with over 30 points. And the I think the better thing is that it's not like a timeshare like it was at the beginning of the season with Gainwell. Can you trust Miles Sanders this week, Pat?
Yeah, I think he's a good play again. Maybe a better play on FanDuel, get those touchdowns. But I think the thing with the Eagles is it's super concentrated as long as the starters are in. So we know there's two receivers, and Sanders is the clear lead guy. He has no role in the passing game, but that probably doesn't matter here. The Bears can't stop anything. I think that,
and you called him a league winner.
Yeah, I mean, he was going on the 7th, 8th round. He held to me.
Yeah.
So
right. I will say it's tough to have a timeshare as a pass catching running back when your team wins by 40 points every week, David.
Yeah.
So there's still a timeshare there. There's just no need for them to. Right. To bring Kenny G in, really.
Also, they throw downfield. Like, when they are passing, they're not really checking down a ton. So, it's not, like, the worst team to not have that stuff.
Okay. Before we move on to wide receivers, we've got DeAndre Swift. We've got Eckler. Any other pass-catching running backs you guys want to talk about?
Well, is anyone going to be brave enough to tout Rex or Dare?
No.
Nope.
It's Dare. Who is the guy? Is it Dare over Rex?
It's like, so my gut instinct was like, oh, Dare maybe actually is in play, but it just feels like this happened once last year for them.
And for the normies, we're talking about the Texans. I mean, because really, they might not know who we're even talking about right now.
So, Tuttle, you might remember this week 15 last year. He shows up against the Los Angeles Chargers for 22 carries, 149 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Like, it just, like, I mean, the answer is who knows, but I think Rex might be a little bit in play.
Or is it like, I think the likely answer is don't play it.
Don't play
because
it.
Because we'll probably get Royce Freeman or Jared Doakes in a bigger role than what we actually expect.
Yeah, that is probably.
Has Dare done anything in his entire career ever?
Like, yeah, he was a big hype guy for the Jags.
I was gonna say, I think at one point Dare best career game 17 carries, 57 yards, and a touchdown against the Jets in week 15 last year for the Jaguars.
And they had,
remember, people
9
were
for 36 and 2 for 36.
I remember Dare being a big fudding point for Ronald Jones because he was the special teams captain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he took a lot of third down snaps, but he's a snap eater. He's kind of like Daryl Henderson-esque.
Dare was the guy we thought, and then it ended up being James Robinson. We thought that he would be like the back in Jacksonville. Ended up being Robinson. But yeah, all hype. Nothing yet. Okay.
How bad is Eno Benjamin, by the way?
He's got to just be a bad person.
Yeah, right. Seems like a hard guy to get along with, would be my guess.
Okay. But I get it. It
also
helps
Daryl Henderson.
Only...
Daryl Henderson. Yikes.
Yeah.
Second round pick to waived without a touch for the Jacksonville Jaguars in about 24 months.
You just got to do a show with them once a week, and that's it. All right. Let's go to wide receivers.
Chris Moore, 10 for 124, bro. Is Chris Moore actually Devontae Adams? 41% target share, 56% air yard share last week. I mean,
big winner.
Absolutely dusted off by Chris Moore last week. Just you hate to see it. And then Amari Rodgers. I mean, these are the points per dollar guys, are the Houston guys with Nico and Cooks out.
I will say
Elijah
Moore
not wide receivers loaded. Yeah, Elijah Moore.
I mean, yeah. I like him way better. I mean, the Jets might actually put up points here against the Lions, and it depends if Corey Davis plays, but he's in the concussion protocol. He's actually back on the field, Elijah Moore now.
Zay Jones, again, he's had like some bad drops the past 2 weeks, but he's still getting a ton of targets, and they're going to have to throw the ball against the Cowboys. So what's good about this week is that there are a ton of options for wide receiver. So you can go cheapy like we did with our lineup and go two cheap wide receivers, or you can go, you know, middle of the pack. And if we have any injury news for running backs, that helps. The best part is that we're not going to have two tight end builds this week, right? We don't have to have a two tight end build.
No,
you didn't need to have it last week either.
Well, to crush cash.
No,
games,
it didn't.
You did.
Didn't. How crazy is it that there's a starting wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs that's 3,800, is on the field pretty much every snap, and just not even worth considering.
He is an innings eater. He's DeMarcus Robinson. Justin Watson is just DeMarcus Robinson.
He's talking about Valdez Scantling, right?
I'm talking about MBS too.
Yeah, okay. But Davis's point is
so
the same.
Yeah. I mean, Watson was obvious, yeah, but yeah, MBS, just what is this guy doing?
I mean,
DeMarcus Robinson.
Are we going to tout Kadarius Toney if he plays?
What's his route share?
He's Jameson Williams from last week, probably. Yeah. I mean, I will. I just like, I'm obviously just going to keep losing money on this dude, but Sky is at a month straight of at least 40% of the snaps for them.
Well, Mecole might
his
be
max?
Back, actually,
45?
This week too,
yeah,
right?
Mecole might be back. What a mess, dude. This is why Mahomes is the MVP. He's just playing with a bunch of dudes who
seriously.
Stink. Yeah.
Yeah,
the crazy thing
Tyreek.
Is that MBS should not be on the field when Hardman and Tony are back, but he'll probably just keep the same role.
Well, if to get your hand in the dirt, he's the best run blocker other than Smith-Schuster, so they want him out there for that.
He better be good. Here's the guy in ESPN's open score. He's like ahead of three dudes. He's ahead of Julio Jones and AJ Green this year.
Oh my god.
That's who he's getting open more than.
That's so bad.
Thanks, MVS.
I mean, if you like polled people the number one offense in yards per play, I don't think people would guess the Chiefs. They would be like, you know, the Bills, the Eagles, whatever. It's really insane. Mahomes really is unbelievable.
You talked about Treylon Burks, Pat.
Yeah. I mean,
if he's out of concussion protocol this week, 4.6 on DK for a leading wide receiver.
Yeah. It's a shame that we missed last week because, it wasn't exactly an explosive effort from the Titans through the air, but that was, I mean, the Jaguars are one of the best spots you can get, but it still looks like he's emerging. I mean, that catch he made where he got concussed was awesome. He's seen
a dirty hit.
Could have argued for an ejection there. Don't you think?
Get him out of here. All right. Amon-Ra.
This is another good spot here, you know?
Yeah. Amon-Ra, can you trust him?
No. I was going to say this might finally be the first week where he's not the stoniest chalk of the slate. Like this might be, you might get him at 18% instead.
Like
of
even if projections like him, you're still having a little bit of fright from last week and just the number of pass catchers available, like not knowing what the Lions are going to do.
No, I mean, Reeves made this point, which is that I think a lot of us were immediately placing St. Brown in the Jamar Chase, Devontae Adams, yada, yada trajectory. But really, he really is just Keenan Allen, right? Yeah. Where there's going to be a lot of six for 60 weeks, but the weeks where he scores he's going to completely blow up because he is like, he just is a really good slot wide receiver.
Tuttle, top wide receivers this week?
I mean, the top end's not actually that loaded. Devontae, obviously, top overall, Jamar Chase. And then it drops off, I think, fairly significantly. One guy who's not at the top end, but I wanted to get my name out there touting. I don't know why, but he's a good leverage play. Corey Davis. We've already hyped up Elijah Moore. Garrett Wilson's going to be pretty chalky this week as well. I think Corey Davis is a pretty strong leverage play. Davis mentioned in passing Keenan Allen. I think so. Now that we have Mike Williams back, I think we can actually start running Justin Herbert doubles again. Obviously, we saw Ingram smash tight end wise, so you could do Everett. But I also think Herbert, Keenan, and Mike, Big Mike, I think you could run those doubles out there. So I don't know. I think wide receiver is extremely deep this week, but there's no like one guy you have to have, basically.
I mean, AJ Brown's in another great spot. We know he's got a massive ceiling. I think Devontae Smith's in a great spot as well. Only 6,400.
My gold star play like 3 weeks in a row.
those are good plays. This might be a terrible play. What about Chase Claypool? Is it?
Ew.
We don't have any.
He's
Darnell
just
Mooney.
Stupid though, right?
I guess. Yeah, he's still learning the playbook. They said out of a bye
6 weeks. That's.
I mean, Baker Mayfield learned that playbook. Baker learned that playbook in about 17 minutes. Like, come on, dude.
But he was out on the field for the first time at a full time rate in his
last
game.
How complex can the Bears playbook even be, man?
Well, he specifically referenced like the depth of routes and stuff. So I think he's out there then doing the wrong thing. So he's probably like running the right play, but you know, screwing up the details.
Okay, I get it that this game could be just absolute trash, but Hopkins looked like the go to receiver for Colt McCoy last week.
Well, he was the go-to guy for McCoy last year too. In those games where it was three games where McCoy came in, he was getting pelted with targets.
Right. Hey, David, aren't you afraid of Patrick Surtain?
Maybe.
Patrick Surtain the second.
Maybe Surtain's going to be covering Hollywood.
I cannot believe
maybe go with
Jerry Jeudy.
Brown.
Jerry Jeudy scored three touchdowns last week. I mean, just like that is the most unbelievable plot line that the Broncos offense woke up to that degree.
After he should have been ejected too, right?
Yeah. He took off his helmet and ran into a ref. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how that wasn't a flag even.
More and more people are saying this all the time.
Okay. Let's move on.
Sorry,
to
real quick. This guy Menon. This is one of my takes too. I mean, I mentioned I like Dalton, but Chris Olave, Drake London mini stack. I mean, they're going to be conservative with Ritter, we assume, but hey, maybe they're not.
Maybe
there's.
I still think there's a 10% chance
that they're not conservative with Ritter.
I still think Arthur Smith is like a good coach. And regardless of the Pitts stuff, right? And I think they were having some issues with Mariota.
Yeah, the team looks great.
Look what they have. They don't have a lot.
You have two of the best young playmakers of any team. Only
like,
one.
Do you like what would the Titans look like if they had Kyle Pitts and Drake London, dude?
They would be totally different because they wouldn't have Derrick Henry, right? Like,
and they might not have Burks, so that's probably a downgrade.
I guess, right. I mean, Chig and Burks is really just like an improved version of London. And yeah, they're really
better off.
Chig is going to be a better receiver than Kyle Pitts. It's crazy to think that, but
wow.
Here we are.
Is Kyle Pitts, are we already on the Eric Ebron career trajectory for Kyle Pitts?
Yeah.
We're waiting for that second contract.
Who is the Stonehands out of Washington? Oh, man. Who is the tight end out of Washington? Yes, Austin Seferian Jenkins. Remember, he had a lot of hype coming out, too.
He caught on for a second.
Real people, real ones remember Jay Samaro from Texas Tech. Rest in peace, Mike Leach.
Jace, O.J. Howard, all these tight ends.
O.J. Howard is actually... Good. I think O.J. Howard is the comp for Pitts, where just like circumstance kind of just caught up with him and he never made it.
He tore his Achilles, though. I still have hope for Pitts.
Well, Kyle, you know, O.J. Howard tore his Achilles. Kyle Pitts got drafted by the Falcons. It's roughly the same impact on the career.
6-1. Doesn't it? Yeah.
But if they take the reins off of Ritter, you know, this is like when you want to play him. Like you said, Pat, this could be the week he wins someone a million. So,
what about going the other way and playing for Ritter to just be an absolute disaster? Saints roll. We do Kamara and Olave. Don't include Dalton.
Or maybe Taysom.
Oh, oh.
Okay. Getting crazy on a Wednesday. All right. I do have a heart out. So we got to move on to FanDuel.
Create a lineup. I thought your heart out was in 3 minutes.
Yep. It should be tough. Yeah.
All right, let's do Mahomes on this one.
I like it. Okay, who do you want to pair him with, Davis? Kelsey? Let's just do Kelsey. Don't try to get sexy with it. Just do Kelsey, please.
I was gonna do Tony.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, that's just they're getting.
I'm not cool with Kelsey.
What if Kadarius Toney getting traded midseason, getting injured, and then coming back is what you needed in week 17?
Okay. Pat, you're up.
All right. I can't believe I'm the one doing this, but someone's got to do it.
It's literally the first pick.
Derrick Henry. Let's get those touchdowns against the Chargers. Come on, Kitchen.
Oh, live he's a little. You just totally tuddled it there. Now we're going to have to pick these dusty buckets.
So the issue,
a little.
The crazy thing about this was like in past years, this would be an extremely reasonable build on FanDuel and you could put off very easily, but they have somehow become more reactive in their pricing than DraftKings. And so it's hard. It's tough to do.
I have a vomit play for us at running back if we need it.
Who is it?
David Montgomery.
That's pretty
good. He's the top point per dollar play on FD.
So you gotta put Mahomes in there, dude.
Okay. So Henry Montgomery. Let's go ahead and put in a defense just to see kind of what we're working with.
We can play the Falcons defense at 3,300, I think, against Dalton.
Defenses just don't matter. I'm like, play Carolina.
We got 6,100 left per slot. This is better than what Tuttle normally does to us, where it's like 4,900.
No,
left.
This is war. This is start looking. We have 5,975 left.
Got to go with just like high
you're
ceiling.
Playing a Houston RB at this point.
We can play Kendrick Bourne. Kendrick Bourne is 5,000.
Put up Michael Gallup at 5,700.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, yeah, I can get down with Gallup. I like the Gallup take.
Okay, so we got Gallup at 5,700. I do want to play a Patriots wide receiver here, but I don't know which one to play.
Just go back with Aguilar then. I'm on both teams. What can go wrong?
mean, Jacoby Meyer would be the guy if he's healthy.
Aguilar, yeah. Aguilar is more likely to just randomly fluke into a long touchdown, though.
Jacoby's cheap enough here, though. Let's go Jacoby.
And then you can just change it if you need to. Stud wide receivers of Gallup and Jacoby Myers so far. We have 5,900 left for a wide receiver in flex.
Okay, we're pretty thin here. It's not great.
I'm going my Corey Davis take.
All right, so we have 6,100 left for flex. What?
This is just the vomit. This Crane. Is a vomit lineup.
No, right I think there are two guys here who I think are in play.
Who are they?
Yeah, both these guys aren't too bad, right? Pickens and Shark, you're referencing. Oh,
I was gonna say in this lineup, Shark, Tony, and Chris Moore.
Yes, I mean Chris Moore would be Chris the bring, Moore back, bring right? back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
This is the grossest lineup we've ever constructed.
Okay,
on
well,
FanDuel.
When you start out with a $9,100 guy, an $8,900, and an $8,000 guy, it's gonna get a little thin out there.
It well, I feel like the Derrick Henry play. As much as I hate to say that, it was
Kitchen
just
is
eviscerating kitchen your brand right now.
Yeah, just capitulating on everything that has made you to this point.
Against the Chargers, the worst run defense in a decade.
You have to kind of assess. This is not like an every week you just say, oh, play this like Davis with the Chiefs. Oh, play random Chiefs player. You have to assess.
I thought this was literally your brand every week.
Yeah,
in December,
I think you maybe are mistaking yourself with a different, like a version of yourself in your head that doesn't actually exist, Dave.
Didn't you say last week? How many weeks in a row had you played Derrick Henry before last week?
I don't know. But Pat, you're a guest on this show. So
I'm just trying to help you out, man.
No, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you
lost your way, dude.
Casting stones. Okay. I'm getting pinged in other channels. We have to talk about tight end real quick.
Chig, Dulcich. That's it. Conklin, I guess.
Kelce, Schultz.
Yeah. Tournaments only for those guys. But
no Evan Engram.
Mr. Henry.
No Evan Engram is what you're saying at all.
Just, I'm not playing Evan Engram into like 18% ownership. There's just no way. If he's 9%.
He scored 40 points last week.
Do you think he's going to score 40 again? I personally do not.
Davis, I'm asking the question here. Like we've seen what his ceiling is, right?
Yes. Yeah. We've seen a ceiling of like 17 consecutive 6-point games and then a 140-point game.
Okay.
But again, is Conklin still out there running routes?
Yeah, he's been a double-digit target share every week with Mike White and 80% route participation most weeks.
Cole Kmet is a play.
Mike White doubles are the better take than the Mac Jones doubles, for sure. There's so many people you can pair him with.
Okay, Gerald Everett got 8 targets last week. And he's like actually that. Playing. He's actually playing the team that gave up 40 to Evan Engram. So maybe he's in play too.
Are you guys Kmet call it all? No, we need bring backs if we're doing Eagles stuff.
Yeah,
just play for passing attempts,
or if you're stacking Fields.
He's running a ton of routes, Cole Kmet,
and coming off a bye week. Fresh, healthy, ready to go. Okay, final thoughts, Davis.
Kadarius Toney, 80 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, wow. Chiefs player. Final thought. Someone messaged me, actually. They sent me a DM. They said, I thought Davis was a Cowboys homer at one point. And I said, he is. He was. I don't know when the switch was made.
Bro, what was that goal?
Already?
Yeah. Theo Hernandez. Was it? Just absolutely sick goal. Absolutely sick goal. I almost captained him.
All right, Davis. Rough. Stay with me here. We're almost out of it. When did you become like from the Cowboys to Chiefs?
I moved to Kansas City the year they drafted Patrick Mahomes. It was impossible to not get swept up in it.
Got it. Okay. That explains it. Tuttle, your terrible take was Mac Jones. Anything else before? I mean, you have
Mac
the whole
Jones doubles.
Yeah. Okay.
Mac Jones doubles. So that's my terrible take. My actual take in terms of the slate as a whole is I do think you can run some shitty quarterback doubles this week and be fine. We mentioned Mike White. We mentioned Mac Jones. I think to a lesser extent, you could do like a Ritter thing if you really wanted to. I think it's a fun slate because you can get, I think, weird without giving up too much equity.
Pat, who's going to be – you talked about advancement rate winners. You talked about league winners. Who's going to be the Millie winner player for this week?
Well, I kind of like the idea that if people are kind of messing around with all these cheap quarterbacks and stuff, and we just play the Eagles defense Eagles offense against the Bears defense in an absolute smash spot, I don't think we put a single Eagle into any of the lineups that we did today. We're talking about every other game but this game.
You had a part in that. So
yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm not blaming you guys. I'm just saying, I don't know that this is going to be like a big steam fest because I've pitched every Bears bring back I can think of. No one's interested. So give me the Eagles offense here. Just going off yet again. No one cares.
I love it.
I'm sold. You sold me on Chase.
Star play 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Also, not lost on me, you talked about me capitulating with my brand, and you are now known as the Isaiah Pacheco song guy on Peacock.
Everything I said was just factual. The coaches trust him, you know.
Yeah.
There's some fantasy managers who need him. You know, it doesn't mean I'm personally rooting for Pacheco in my heart. Still a Rojo guy.
All right, that will do it for the show. Special thanks to producer Sosa for just all of the stuff he adds to the show, the production value. Incredible.
Cordell Patterson gif.
And the thinking man gif, the terrible take. Banners, everything. And just sending more positive vibes to Peter as he takes his time off and as with his little girl. Appreciate that. I respect that. And I know he's doing that because he wants to be a good dad, not because of what Pat said as far as he just wants to get out of making content. So I think that will do it for the show. We'll see you next week here on the Swolecast on RotoGrinders.com. Peace. We'll be right back.